My name is Monica. I haven't met you before. I know we have a lot of teacher trainees in the room. So just a couple of announcements before we get started. We have a free 28-day program to a happier you, and we're going to be pairing that with a new Gabby Bernstein book, as well as some nutritional coaching and information, and that will come with a weekly meeting on Tuesdays at 7:15. I think that's what she's at. And that's not mandatory, but it'll just be supplemental and, you know, help move the program along and be added value. And that starts on March 6th, at least the classes. And then we're also doing a chakras workshop on March 10th from 1 to 3 with Rhonda, and that'll be $25. And it comes with a book and some essential oil stuff. Okay, so before we get started, just a general message, we're going to not have music today. And I want to just talk for a minute about drishti or gaze in your practice. So we'll be exploring and playing with that as you move through poses and even in meditation. And I want you to think about drishti kind of in three different ways or three different places of your practice. And so the first one that you're going to feel into is actually in your meditation. So you're not really looking with your eyes, even though it translates to gaze or sight or direction using your eyes. I want you to really focus inward and use your drishti to focus inward, maybe here in your heart, maybe in your intuition or kind of where your third eye chakra is. So notice that there. And then we're going to move through noticing like static holds and static places where you find one single point in each pose, so noticing your drishti there. And then places where you may take it somewhere new, somewhere beyond what you're used to, and it takes you to a deeper, higher place in your practice, okay? Cool, so let's just start seated and find a comfortable seat. So maybe that's on a block, sitting cross-legged, sit up really nice and tall. And then kind of place your hands anywhere that feels inviting and opening and allows you to tap in to that inward place. So maybe that's opening them on your knees, maybe that's placing them down towards the earth, grounding on your heart. There's so many options here. Start to deepen your breath. Using it as an anchor in your meditation. And just tune into what you feel, what you think. Try to go deep into that. That well, that voice that's maybe not as loud as your autopilot everyday mode. Maybe you're focusing with your eyes closed on a place in the body. And if you've not spent a lot of time meditating or sitting still, it might feel hard. just go back to your breath as your first anchor and just try to find some stillness. Try to find some quiet to go to that deeper place, that deep well inside. Take a really big breath in, fill it in your belly. And then open your mouth, press it out. So do that again. Inhale. Open mouth, exhale. Good. One more just like that. This time seal the lips. Press it out. Tabletop. Good. And then so open your eyes. Looking out in front of your fingertips, keeping your neck long. Notice your drishti here now, the physical gaze. And breathe in. And empty. Breath is anchoring in the moment. And fill up. Exhale. And then let your gaze draw you into cow. Look up. Good. And then slowly follow it down to cat. Pull the belly button up. Cow. Cat. Notice every movement. Cow.
Breathe in.
Breathe out. Lift your heels. Bend your knees. Look forward. Step or float. Half up. Melt over your thighs. Sweep up. Dive down. Take a halfway lift. Chaturanga. Go back. Upward facing. Downward facing. Lift your heels. Bend your knees. Look there, go there, step or float. Tap up. Fold. Sweep up. Dive down. Half lift, stay here. Good. Breathe out. Inhale. Fold forward. Good. Just take opposite elbows. Can you have your head and neck be soft? Free of any tension. Let your toes wiggle. Maybe feel your weight shifting around. And kind of have this hollow gaze. So you're not really looking at anything in particular. You're unfocused. Almost try to see all angles out of the sides of your eyes. Breathe in and empty. Fill up. Exhale. Good. Come up to mountain. Empty. And we're going through a sun A with eyes closed. Right? So you can do it. You just need words. Maybe start to close your eyes now. And reach up, lift up, fold forward, half lift up, chaturanga, flow through up dog, nowhere to go, and then press to down dog. Good. Breathe in and empty. Send your right leg up. Bend your knee, open your head. Just stay here and breathe. And then take an opportunity here to explore. So I've kind of been talking about all the different places and ways you can look. Maybe it feels good just to look back like you were in down dog. Maybe it feels good to look out under your right arm. Maybe it feels good to close your eyes and just see how deep you can open your hip. Kind of feel into that as you breathe here. And inhale. Let it go. One more. Stay or flip your dog. Lift up and bring your knees to your right thumb. Stare at your right thumb. Good. Fill up and empty. Inhale. Let it go. In. Out. One more. Down dog. Keep your right leg up. Inhale, send it out, lift at your highest, step it through low lunge. So just feel your fingertips in your mat, maybe bring your sight with you. So take it at least in line with your heart, and then if that energy is still twisting you more open, maybe take it up to your top hand. Breathe in, empty, fill, exhale, five more. Awesome. In, out, fill, let it go. One more. Flip back over. Keep that leg up. Inhale. Low lunge. Good. Find your feet. Find your gaze above your toes. And then start to twist open, however slowly. Good. Breathe in and empty. Fill. Exhale. Four more. Inhale. Low. Upward facing. Down dog. Lift your heels. Bend your knees. Step up. Half up, melt, chair pose. Good, so come back to that focused, sharp gaze. So find a point. Stay at that point, maybe like one of those little notches in the tree. Maybe it's your neighbor in front of you's ponytail holder. But fixate on that point. And use your breath to anchor you there. Sink a little lower. Come back to that point. breathe in, send it all out, inhale, exhale, fill, empty all that breath, one more, fold, half lift, chaturanga, follow it through up, and then press to down. Send your right leg up. Take your knee to your nose. Send it up. Knee to your nose. Send it up. Take it to your nose and hold it. Where's your gaze? Is it at your belly button? Good. Breathe. Empty. In. Out. In. All out. Inhale. Softly step through. Warrior one. Good. Breathe in. Empty. Fill up. Open up. Warrior two. Come away from staring at that fixed point, come back into it. Just like your breath. If you lose it, come right back to it. Now find your left middle fingernail. Empty. Fill. Exhale. Reverse. Follow it. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Send your right leg up. Warrior one. Rise. Open. Fill. Empty. Reverse. Side angle. Reverse. Side angle. One more. Reverse. Take it as slow as you need to. Side angle. Good. Stay here. And then play. Like in your twist, notice if looking up helps you to open your heart more. Maybe takes the work out of your bottom hand and puts it in your core. Notice. And play. In, out, fill, empty, big breath, let it all go. Last one, take your top hand down, side plank. And then maybe look up to go up. Maybe that helps you lift your hips just a little bit higher. Good. Breathe. Let it go. Fill. Empty. Good. In. Out. In. All out. One more. Low plank. Upward facing dog. Down and empty. Good. Reset your base. Increases of your feet or your knees or your shin bones. That's fun. Deep breath in. Open mouth, exhale. Fill up. All out. Do one more. Let it go. Send your left leg up. Warrior one. Rise. Open. Inhale, send it out, reverse, follow your finger. Side angle, reverse, deep breath. Side angle, press it all out. Better, reverse. Side angle, you're also going to do two things at once. Reverse, follow the finger. But keep the breath, side angle. One more, deep in, reverse. Side angle instead. And then go where you want to go. Maybe today it's just that stable, focused place. Or maybe it's a little bit higher. Maybe your gaze is taking you somewhere new. mental exercise just as much as it's a physical exercise. Breathe in, empty, fill, exhale, in, press it all out, one more, top hand down, side plank. Feel like you need a little lift. Look up, see if that helps. Come all the way back to your breath. Good. In, out, fill, empty. Inhale, let it go. One more, low plank. Upward dog. Down and empty. Take three breaths and then come into yogi squat or plank. And crow is one of those poses where your gaze can really take you to a new, higher, more accessible place. Like it's going to be the channel by which you take it to the next level. Looking out past your fingertips, seeing if that takes you higher versus maybe looking down where you feel safe. Go to your version of crow that you're working on. Maybe it's just rocking weight into your fingertips. And I want you to notice your gaze here. Yeah, maybe it's just simply placing your hands like in chaturanga and rocking forward and backward, feeling your weight go forward and backward. Notice how you can change the feeling if you look out rather than looking down. Yeah, and we all fall, it's okay. What is it saying? Not falling, you're not trying hard enough, you're not like pushing your, what is that cliche saying? Something like that. Mm-hmm. Not going your deepest. And maybe practice shooting back. Maybe that's your next step. And set your gaze in a place that's supportive of that. So take like 10 more breaths just to play around with this. Maybe even try closing your eyes. If you're a pro professional, if you're a crow professional, maybe try closing your eyes. I've never done that before. See how that feels. Yeah. Forward fold. And then take as whatever supportive version of forward fold you need right now. So maybe grabbing your big toes or stepping on your hands or taking a bind. Let your breath be your anchor, and then let your gaze help you balance. And then I want everybody, once you feel a really stable, balanced eagle, whatever that means for you, to just try closing your eyes. Just see what happens. Keep them closed and fold into resting eagle. And then take your elbows maybe over your knee and closing off all that space if you can. Maybe just find this comfortable, protected place. Once you've decided where you're going with your gaze in this pose, now that you know how many options you have, play around a little bit. Try to find some balance or take a handstand hop. Five breaths here. meet him both ways. Boat, yeah, boat. Lifting your heart up. Exhale. Inhale, stay at high boat. Low boat. High boat. Low boat. High boat. Low. Don't worry what it looks like. High. Just feel it. Low. High. Low. One more high. Hold low. Just three. Empty, pressure low back down. Fill, all out. Last one, bridge your wheel. Y'all are almost there. You're almost there. Go up. I like to make that song. Now I'm gonna no need feet. You don't like it. There you go. See if you can press your heart even more towards the wall behind you. Three more. Last in. You get down. And stay on your back for figure four. Four, take half pigeon. Don't use your eyes at all here. Just use your body and the breath. Maybe it's more of a passive breath. But just notice if your body is trying to hold you up from the weight or the resistance, whichever pose you're in. See if you can just feel into the stretch, even if it is a little intense. Shoulders relax. Mm-hmm. your way to happy baby. Rock side to side, and straighten and bend. And let your neck be long and your shoulders kind of melt into your mat, finding some ease. Good. And then option to cross left over right, drop the knees off to the right side. Twist to the left. Switch take an inversion of your choice. If you're doing headstand and you're not at the wall, maybe come to the back of your mat. Your breaths and your inversion to move and play in a way that's supportive. Hands, go ahead and come down, make your way through child's pose. I'll make your way towards fish pose. So taking your hands up underneath your tailbone and the crown of your head, down to your mat, shoulders, rolling up underneath, legs extended out long. Open up the heart. Making space, clearing out. Shavasana. Notice your toes, your knees, your back. belly button, your shoulders. Release your forehead and your jaw. Let your eyes relax down into your socket. And then allow the gaze, the drishti, to go inward once more. Shavasana. to your fingers and your toes. And some gentle movements or a big stretch. And then make your way over to the side. Pause here for a few moments of self-reflection. A few moments to notice where you learned, what you can appreciate. Pause to notice the shifts. Keep your eyes closed for now. Bring your hands to your heart. Let's take a deep breath in together. And let it go. And close with one palm. Inhale.
I didn't stop to talk because I sound upon, you know, I sound upon that now. Is that right?
Maybe don't have to.